Hello there, everyone. This is Mistress Delia, and I am here to take your feminizing transformation one step further. Today, we are talking about wigs, how to choose and buy a very feminizing wig. Now, as you know, a woman's hair really is. If you've ever heard a woman say, "I'm having such a bad hair day," you know that this is so true. Now, if you're going through feminization or male to female transformation, or you just love to cross-dress from time to time, I have some general guidelines for you on how to buy a wig and how to improve the way you feel about your own personal feminization transformation. Did you know that you have more options than just wigs? Let's say you're into hats. You just have to wear that cute little adorable cap. You have to. It's so you. It's so it. It's all the rage. It might go so well with your dress, your outfit, or your style after all. Wigs might be just a little too uncomfortable or a little too bulky, and you might not want to wear that all day. Did you know that many transit stores, and especially wig stores, carry a range of side pieces, little bangs, ponytails, curls, and other hair pieces that are designed to be Velcroed right into a hat? Be into the fashion that you love and let nothing hold that inner woman of yours back. Now let's talk style. Before you buy a wig, decide if you want a natural look or if you're going to experiment with a new style. If you're going for a true feminine look, meaning you really want to be passable, you will want to buy a wig that looks as natural as possible. Then again, if you're just planning to go to the clubs, pick up a guy, and suck some cock, you can feel free to go wilder and make it a little bit obvious that you're wearing a wig. Whatever suits your fancy. Now let's talk color. A drastic color change really is not a good idea. It's best with any style to match your own hair color for a very natural look. Now, there is one caveat to that rule. If you are going tanning, you can go about a shade lighter than your regular color, since it will offset any skin tone changes when you become a bronze goddess. Do remember to stay within range of your natural shade or lighter. Now, what about synthetic versus human hair? Synthetic hair is easier to maintain and is so much more affordable. This allows you to buy more wigs to change your feminized style more often to suit your mood or any event. In general, synthetic wigs have a style already molded into them, but some can be reset into different styles. Good quality synthetic wigs may look real, but they won't move or feel like real hair. Watch out for heat. It can ruin the fibers. So no cooking, curling irons, straighteners, or hot rollers. Well, that just about covers synthetic hair. So what about real hair? Wigs that are made from real human hair will look and feel more like your own hair simply because they are real, real human hair. Now, wigs that are made of human hair are much more expensive than synthetic wigs. I have seen some that go for over $1,000. Now, if you do get this type of wig, I suggest using a very good stylist for washing, drying, and styling this kind of wig. You don't want to spend that money and then just ruin it in one wash. So, call your hairstylist, seriously. Once you get your wig or wigs, synthetic or real, make an appointment with a stylist for some lessons. Tell your stylist that you have a new wig you need styled to suit your face. Maybe some wispy bangs would look really cute. Maybe you need a certain cut just to make your face look more feminine. Most hairstylists can maximize your attributes to help you achieve a very feminine look. Don't feel shy or embarrassed. Instead, embrace your inner woman. Your stylist is exactly who you need when you get that first wig. For final tips, you will need a head to store the wig on. And no, not your head. A wig store will have these, their molds, and they're generally made of thick styrofoam. They help the wig to hold its shape and style when you're not wearing it. Also, I highly recommend special shampoo and conditioner as recommended by your stylist. And remember, any day you can change your look to fit the new feminized you just by changing your wig. Be femme fabulous. And if you'd love to talk to Miss Delia about feminizing you, give me a call at 800-601-6975. Bye.